Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children. And by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education today.
Welcome, welcome. I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and my executive producer is here with me today, Michael Gamblin. And we're going to do a show, a debate show, about making New Year's resolutions or not. Mike thinks it's a bad idea to make New Year's resolutions, and Rose, that's me, thinks it's a wonderful thing to do. And both of us have lived our lives successfully and with each other with this alternating view on resolution making. So here we go.
Okay, where does this New Year's resolution, where does that come from? What's the tradition on that?
Well, I think, you know, the new year is a new beginning. And so it originated with the idea of let's have a new beginning. And with a new beginning, there might be things that we'd like to change or habits that we got into from the year before that we want to do away with, or habits that we didn't really pay attention to that we want to add to our lives. And so I think it's a very spiritual based idea. God gives us new beginnings. He forgives us of our sins. And now we are going to start anew, trying to be better than we were the year before.
Well, that's what it means. But where do you think it came from? I can't remember the first time I even tried to make a New Year's resolution, or when I even heard about it.
You know, as far as the religious overtones, I mean, you can almost say this about every single holiday, that it has pagan overtones. But the Babylonians, you know, made promises to their gods at the start of each year that they would return borrowed objects and pay their debts. And the Romans began each year making promises to the god Janus, of whom the month January is named after. But I like to think that it is spiritual in the sense that God is the God of new beginnings.
Well, so
do you remember your first time you made a resolution?
I remember hearing about this so long ago that there's no way I could remember exactly what my first New Year's resolution was. Probably something like not to fight with my brother or something. You know, it's been so long ago that I heard about those.
So what do you think is the most common New Year's resolution in the United States?
Oh, that's a tough one because there's so many. To lose weight is one of the most common, I think, is, you know, or to be a better person, or, yeah, that's a difficult one because there's so many different things in there that we could put in there that we wish we could do better. My biggest one, if I was going to make one, is to lose some weight and exercise more. But, you know, that's
yeah, that's probably why you think that you shouldn't make a New Year's resolution. So we're going to actually
That's very true.
We're going to start the debate. The debate is that I think it's a good idea to make New Year's resolutions, and you think it's not that good of an idea. So let's start with the New Year's resolution of losing weight.
Well, that usually works for maybe the first month. And then you get tired of watching what you're eating, exercising more, and then it's just like, okay, I'm going to eat what I want to, forget this, because it's not working anyway.
Yes, and look at all the different ways to lose weight. You can take some type of substance that will help you lose weight. You can take pills to help you lose weight. You can exercise more to help you lose weight. You can eat less to help lose weight. But if the resolution is just to lose weight, I think it is bound for failure. What would be a better way? You could still have the resolution, but what would be a better way, maybe?
Losing weight can be done by several different ways. Now, I'm preaching to the choir, I'm sure, here, but, you know, more exercise, less sweets. I'm here to tell you, junk food junkie, what we put in our mouth is probably the best way to lose weight, and how much we put in there.
Yeah, and there's a lot of simple things you can do. I personally like to say instead of my New Year's resolution is to lose weight, My New Year's resolution is to live more healthfully. And here are the things I've done. And that's why you should do a New Year's resolution yourself. I have said, okay, I'm going to move more. Doesn't mean that I'm going to go out and get a treadmill and go on a treadmill, but I'm going to move more. And once I made that resolution, I remember that first resolution, making that resolution, I was about 20. I'm going to move more. And I moved more and I have been moving more ever since. So it was a good thing to do.
I heard just recently statistics about who makes resolutions and how many keeps them. And basically everybody breaks their resolutions. They don't really keep any of them. Some of them last up to 6 months. But other than that, most everybody breaks their New Year's resolutions, though.
Well, because they are making resolutions that they can't keep.
So then why bother?
Well, if you make your resolutions so you have a change of mind and say, okay, I'm just like brushing your teeth. Do you think that if someone didn't make that into a habit that they would do it? You know, everybody pretty much brushes their teeth, and that could be a simple resolution. I'm going to brush my teeth every day. A kid can make that as a resolution. I'm going to brush my teeth at least once a day.
So you're saying instead of making a resolution, change your habits.
I want you to make a New Year's resolution this year and stick to it. You know, make a healthy habit and stick to it. I remember another resolution I made, and that was to start drinking water. And you drink quite a bit of water, too, and you keep doing that year after year. So the secret, don't you think, is to make a resolution that you can keep?
Probably so. I mean, it's ridiculous to make a resolution that I'm going to learn Spanish or something, or Mandarin, or some type of language, when I know good and well, I don't have that ability to learn the languages and stuff.
Yeah, so it depends on, so you're saying really it depends on the resolution.
Yeah, like I'm going to make a resolution to make more money. Well, I'm retired. How am I going to make more money being retired now?
You know, I've made a resolution this year, and I don't know if I want to share it, but I think it's going to be a great resolution. I've been thinking about what resolution to make that I could keep and that would improve my lifestyle. I think when we make a resolution that is a selfish resolution, it's almost impossible to keep. But if we make a resolution that's going to benefit ourselves and others, I think it's possible to keep.
In your conversations or your different listeners that you've talked to, what's some of the resolutions that people have said they're going to make?
Well, you know, there's always the weight one, of course. Other resolutions can be that they're going to publish a book. That's one of my resolutions that I haven't kept for a while. I have some, but I want to publish a new book. And it's like a plan. I mean, if you don't make a plan for your life, a one-year plan, a five-year plan, if you don't make a plan for your life, how do you know what to do? It's like setting a roadmap. I look at resolutions as akin to setting a roadmap for your life.
So something like making a budget and sticking to it.
Well, yeah, you know how hard it is to make that resolution.
Or to...
Yeah, so you could do that. You know, as a married couple, you could say, okay, we're going to make a plan. This is our overarching New Year's, new beginnings, whatever. Don't call it a resolution, but really it will benefit your life if you say we're going to make a budget, and to the best of our abilities, we're going to stick to that budget. Having a budget does help. You can see where your money goes or doesn't go. And then how we're going to get along as a couple.
Yeah, but sticking to it is the hard part of that, making a budget.
Well, yes. Okay, well, we're going to take a break here. But when we come back, I'm still thinking if I'm going to share my resolution with you on the air, because then it really will lend a lot of accountability. We'll be right back.
coffee. When are we gonna get through this jungle?
Ah, don't. No.
Coffee, what was that?
I don't know, but I will check through the binoculars. Oh, my joy, it is a hippopotamus.
Oh, let me see.
This cap is around my neck.
Herbie the Hippo, and I Can Read Animal Story. Check us out.
Go to mrgmediaministries.com. mrgmediaministries.com.
That's one big cow.
Well, I'd certainly hate to sit next to him on a bus.
What about in a canoe?
No way.
Do you know what I think?
Usually, no.
I think that cows can teach us a lot about health.
How?
Well, look at him. Does he look sick?
No.
Does he look like a weakling?
No.
Does he look tired and depressed?
I don't think so. He looks kind of contented.
Exactly. That's one happy cow.
So what's so strange about that?
Well, look at what he's eating.
Grass?
Yes, and a few flowers, bushes, leaves, and other stuff growing in the ground.
That's what cows eat.
That's my point. Big cow over there, with all those muscles and beautiful hair and bright eyes and swinging tail and really cool horns, eats nothing but grass and water. He doesn't eat meat, which if you stop and think about it, would be kind of gross. He doesn't drink milk unless he's a calf, and he doesn't take pills. All he does is walk around the pasture, eat grass, and sleep standing up.
You know, Sam, you're right. He's proof that we don't need all the stuff that people say we do to be healthy and strong. We just need water, food that grows on the ground, and exercise. But I don't think I'd like eating grass.
No problem. We can eat grains and vegetables and fruit. If we did, we could be as smart as a cow.
And maybe as healthy as one, too.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on Earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and I come to you each week through the programs of Education Currents and Homeschool Companion, and I'm so blessed to be part of MRG Media Radio Ministry, and I'm giving you the opportunity to be part of it too. We can't stay on the air without your financial support, so take a moment right now during our fundraiser to call you with a gift of any size. As a token of my appreciation for your gift, I have a gift for you, so be sure you call. And my gifts consist of books from different guests that I've had on the show and different topics that I've done. And I also have some books that I've written that I've autographed for you. So be sure and call us, 301-824-3162. That's 301-824-3162. Or write to MRG Media at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. That's P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783.
Welcome back. I am here with Michael. He's my executive producer for the show, and we're talking about New Year's resolutions. In fact, he totally thinks it's ridiculous to make New Year's resolutions.
That is for sure. Nobody wants to keep them. They start out with gangbusters, and they make all these resolutions, and they try to keep on them a month, 2 months later. They're done with them.
So we have been married 20-some years, and every year I make New Year's resolutions and I try.
And every year she breaks them.
And I try to convince him to make them too. New Year's resolutions have improved my life immensely. I move more. I drink more water. I try to eat slowly.
Well, that is one resolution you have kept for years and years. She has this saying, lie food at every meal.
Yes, that started out as a New Year's resolution, live food at every meal. Live, whole, fresh food at every meal. Doesn't mean that I don't eat cooked stuff. too, but I have live whole food at every meal. And I feel like it's, you know, benefited me because I made that resolution and I tried to the best of my ability to stick to it. And now coming off from, I probably have been doing this for at least 20 years.
You've been doing it ever since I can remember.
Yes. And I think it, you know, I totally believe that it's a great simple resolution.
That's true, because your body is a wonderful healer in itself if you give it what it needs. And that's your life food that you're talking about. So we're a strong advocate of eating more healthfully. And, of course, I am a big junk food junkie myself. So that's one of my resolutions, if I was going to make a resolution.
Oh, okay. So we're getting somewhere with our debate show here. We're debating to make resolutions or not. And my husband, Michael, has lived his life against making New Year's resolutions. It doesn't mean that he doesn't try to do healthful things and, you know, conduct himself in a responsible manner, but he just doesn't like to make a resolution. I, on the other hand, have been blessed by making resolutions, and I'm going to think back to one of the resolutions I made, which was to move more. I don't like the idea of being on a treadmill. But there's little things that I've done, like Michael made for me a desk that I can stand up and so not be sitting down all the time. And that's been a huge blessing, because when you're a commuter, you need to have the time to stand up.
Well, she neglected to say it's on wheels, so she rolls it around to the different students as she's teaching them. And so that she's able to move more instead of sitting at her desk working on her computer.
Yes, and technology. I think I need to make a New Year's resolution about technology, but I'm debating whether to share these, because if I share them on the air, I am really making myself accountable to all my listeners to do what I said I was going to do. Okay, another New Year's resolution is how we interact with each other. And there is probably that personality in your family that just grates on your nerves. Well, one good resolution is to figure out a way, or just to say you're going to have the soft answer. My New Year's resolution is to have a soft answer. Instead of getting all reactive to what they say or do, I'm going to have a soft answer. Now, that's a very admirable resolution. And yeah.
And one that can be very difficult to fulfill as well, too.
Yes, but just making an effort. Now, another resolution that I made that was helpful to me is eating slower, because it's so easy in this rush, rush, rush lifestyle is to eat too fast.
I remember back when I was working for the Review and Herald, we only had a half-hour lunchtime. And the time you got your lunch, sat down and ate it, you just crammed it down your throat. And that was a hard habit for me to change, is to eat slower. And we have people we know that we were trying to encourage them to eat slower, enjoy your food instead of inhaling it. Because what is it? Your body needs, is it 15, 20 minutes before it even recognizes for it's full? So if you're shoving it down so fast that your body doesn't have time to recognize it, you're going to overeat and constantly keep overeating and overeating.
Yes, and I see these people working out, strenuously working out, and then sit down to a meal and just plow through that. Before I even get to sit down, they've eaten their whole plate of food. Now, they're probably ravenous for a number of reasons, but if you can eat slower, it's an easy mechanism. There's a couple of things that your stomach needs. It needs bulk, and that's where live whole food gives you such a great sensation of fullness, because you can't help but feel pretty full even just eating an orange. And then eating slower, you have to have the time And then you do need the nutrients. It needs to be nutritious, not just empty calories. Oh, well, this is not a show about dieting. It's about resolutions. And just because the number one resolution in the United States is dieting.
Now, that is one thing I will never make a resolution on, is to diet. I've yet to find any diet that works without putting the common sense into it first.
Yes, you're right. Well, I promised my listeners I'd share my New Year's resolution. And my New Year's resolution is not only to follow that old saying, my mom always said, if you don't have something good to say, don't say it at all. I want to follow that about the people I love the most.
Now that is going to be, for me, it would be a very hard thing to do, not to try to be honest and speak what I feel is the truth. Now, is that different than what you're saying?
If you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. So it doesn't mean that I might not be thinking it, but I don't want to say it. It doesn't mean that we don't have an opinion. It doesn't mean that we don't, you know, God gave us the spirit of discernment, but it means that we're not going to propagate negativity. We're going to be positive.
Okay, to expand on that a little bit, let me ask you this. You got a friend that they've got body odor. They've got, is it complaining to them to tell them that they please take a more regular bath, change your clothes, and that kind of stuff? What are you referring to as not speaking negative to a person? I'd like some clarification on that.
Well, let's start with politics. Everyone is a critic of the leaders in the country. What good purpose does it do to engage in a negative manner about that? I think it's a waste of energy, so I'm not going to do that. Let's look at our church members, our church leadership. You know, they don't always do what we think they should do, but what good does it do, really, to go around criticizing? Even Jesus and his examples only told the Sadducees and Pharisees directly to their face. You are a brood of vipers, you are a whited sepulcher. But he didn't badmouth them to the disciples, except to warn them, you know. And I think that we need to be really careful. It's a waste of our emotional energy to be fault-finding. And so that's my resolution, is to try to make sure I'm not fault-finding.
That, I feel, is a very good resolution to make. If I was going to make one, that'd probably be one that I would make. But still, I probably won't succeed at it. So why make it? That's my point. You know, why make all of these? Now, I can make... What if you call them, you're making resolution suggestions? Or New Year's suggestions?
Okay, a New Year's suggestion.
Instead of a resolution.
Okay, well, this is a good way to conclude this show. I will make a New Year's resolution, and you will make a New Year's suggestion. and we have to close the show with a serious note about God's thoughts towards us. So I hold up to you that wonderful text, Jeremiah 29:11, where God says, I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, not to harm you or hurt you, but to prosper you. And we do. We wish that for you in this coming year. We have one last thing to say, and that is,
God bless.
You have been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.